Bethel Baptist Church this evening service, and we would love to start with the number 255 to praise the Lord. And for you who turn on the internet to listen to us, we are very glad that you are there. There are more people than what I thought as you send emails. And for those who are listening, and I'm not aware, we like to you to send us an email to Pastor Otero at bbcmh.org, bsbobcmh.org, and so that we know that you are there listening to us over the skies. How wonderful it is. Here it is, 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. And once again, Tayan June is on the piano. Father, we almost have to endorse this song, Praising My Savior, all day long here in Bethel Baptist, here in Morgan Hill. We are so glad that we spend the day in thy house. Bible studies, services, choir practice, classes, Bible classes. And now we close the day with this beautiful and wonderful service, in which we praise you and learn from you and from your word, especially on that problem book, the book of Galatians, where Paul explained the Galatian church and that one of the things that salvation does doesn't go backwards, go forwards. And so now we focus entirely on Christ and not on the law. And so we are so glad to have a book like that to help us to know that salvation of the believer is on Christ Jesus. And one day Christ will come and take his church with him, and we will rejoice with him. Thank you, Father, for providing for us information about many things. And thank you for the unknown things of the Bible that no one can discover. We can guess, we can have an idea, but no one through the centuries has discovered certain things that you wrote. But one day the Bible said, we will know as you know. So thank you, Father. Bless us as we fellowship with you in this beautiful day. In Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. We always encourage those who are listening to call us if you have a hymn book, or perhaps you type the name of the song, and if we have it in the hymn book, we will sing. And for those who are here also, we encourage you to choose a song. And so tell me, what song would you like this evening to start? Victor?
36.
36. It's talking about that beautiful song Luther wrote after the castle of Wittenberg, on a mighty fortress is our God. He was hiding himself from the church. A Catholic church wanted to kill him, and he flew and moved to a castle, and in that castle he married the nun of the church, and they accused him that that's what he wanted to do. And then he wrote this beautiful song, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." Catholic Church and writing these key words, "His kingdom is forever." When the Christendom had divided themselves about the word kingdom, thinking that it's not pertaining to the church. But God used an interchangeable way to express we are in the kingdom of God and we are in the church of God. And by surprise, the Catholic, as Luther was and remained baptizing babies and so on, he understood that the kingdom of God and the church of God are of equal value. Do you have a son? Do you want a son? Oh, I thought somebody raised a hand here. All right. Mary. 103. Way here. I think a lot of people were surprised this morning by the time. We have the lowest attendance of this year so far, and people were surprised by the time. And if you come at 11 of the old time, it's 12, it happened to Dr. McCormick. I told Dr. McCormick, "You owe a double offering." you mistake. He said, "Well, they don't wake me up." Just amazing. Number 103, Diane.
Jesus, we go to the Lord of the earth. true.
Some people have intended through the centuries to put a date on the coming of the Lord. But the scripture, you read Mark 13:32, he said, no, even the Son, capital S-O-N, weos, is in the Greek language, means the mature Son, no, only the Father, which is in heaven. So why people try to create a date, I don't know. Rather than a date, I think we should be ready. That should be the part. Brother Blika, you tell us a son.
351. All right.
Beyond the river. It's an expression in the Psalms. Beyond this life. The Psalms are very poetic, and they use that word, beyond the river. As a matter of fact, I wrote that in Hebrew. I saw a program on television that people said, let's see how many things you memorize in words. And so I choose the Hebrew language, and I He said, you have to have 1 minute reading and then write the words. And at least you have to write 200 words after you look at 1 minute. And so I cheat because I know by memory Genesis 1 in Hebrew. So I look on it and I wrote all of them, 222 words. And I feel good. I cheat. I knew that before. But there were people who put cards on it and they look on it. And they wrote it out just like it is. They're very gifted in memory and so on. There was an educational thing and how to do it. But precisely takes time. You can have an idea pass, but precisely takes a lot of time. Yes, darling? 402. All right. We move a little bit to the right. I'm in 4020. That's not. 402 is coming up. Here we are. Faith is the victory. That's true. That's true. Without faith. You saw this morning in Sunday school, you thought those people will believe when the pastores from the cerdos, they went back into the place and the whole city was there. And the Bible said, and they told everything that happened. All right? And you think everybody will say, wow, what a great man. Let's find out who he is. What happened? They asked him, remember? Please, within the borders. And I use the word unknown to Mexican, I guess. I use the word contornos. I said he went Se acuerda, hermano Pedro, contornos. And hermano Pedro had to explain them what the contornos was. The people said, what is that? Well, contorno is the perimeter. And they did not know the word perímetro either. So I had to have a lot of help from the Mexican to get the idea. And Candice is expert in this. All right. So she's in the class. She reads in Spanish. Another surprise for you. She reads two or three verses in Spanish. You understood the class? Well, is that right? Más o menos. Because I spoke. I spoke 92. She had the outline in Spanish, and I spoke 92% in Spanish this time. Usually I mix about 50-50, just purposely. And so when we need clarifications, I said, Candice, léeme tal, and she read it. So she was on the ball. All right. If you want to learn Spanish, you can be in our class. It's a $10 fee initial and $10 for each class to follow. All right, here we are. What's the next song? We're going to have a big, wonderful luncheon in Spanish. So we need the money to pay. All right. 402. Here is a man who was absent this morning. We should do a penalty on this man. All right, tell me. 354. All right, 354, if I'm not mistaken. All right, what a friend we have in Jesus. 354. Por favor, encoge.
Oh.
312. I was planning to close the business, but boy, I can't do that. 312. Now, in case you have something else, have another song, that's okay. We are here to praise the Lord. You know, one of the things on the evening service is the simplicity and also the joy of praising God. Now, this morning was a mistake. Brother Plika had the right number and the wrong title. See, he said 312, and then he said stepping in the light, he said. And 312 is all perfect love. And Raquel and I talk about the hymns before she tells me what hymns, and I explain to her what the sermon is going to be and where I'm going and so on. And I, when you say stepping in the light, I knew there was the other, but I look in the bulletin, it was 312. And so we're going to sing it tonight. 312 of Perfect Love. Eternal love of God and also the eternal love of the husband for the wife. And so, but the Lord overruled and put the other song this morning. All right, is any other song before we go into the Bible study? If not, thank you, Tayan, for your help. And she's on the keyboard here, and it's just so wonderful to see you working with us in the piano.